Hilchos Chanukah. We are learning Simin Taf Resh Pei Dalid, Seifim Aleph through Gimel. The Torah reading for Chanukah is taken from Parshas Naso. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it begins from the section beginning with the bracha that the Kohanim blessed Bnei Yisrael. The reason for starting there is because the miracle on Chanukah was done at the hands of the Kohanim. The continuation of the reading has to do with the dedication of the Mishkan, where the heads of the tribes, the Nesiim, brought karbanos on each day. The reason this reading was chosen is because the Mishkan was really completed on Chaf Hei Kislev, and the dedication of the Chashmonoim in the time of the Chanukah miracle was Hashem's repayment to Kislev for not having dedicated the Mishkan in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramah brings that the minig is to begin from the beginning of the Mishkan dedication, not like the Shulchan Aruch who says to begin with the bracha of the Kohanim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Kohen and Levi read until the Korban of Nachshon ben Aminadav, which was on the first day, and the Yisrael reads the Korban, the offering of Nachshon. The Ramah says that the Kohen reads until Nachshon, and the Levi and Yisrael split the Korban of Nachshon, and that is the Minhag. According to the Shulchan Aruch, on the second day, the Kohen reads the first three psukim of the Nasi, whose Korban was brought on the second day of the dedication of the Mishkan. The Levi reads the next three psukim, finishing off that Nasi's Korban. The Yisrael then rereads the six psukim that were read by the Kohen and Levi. The Ramah, however, says that the Yisrael should not repeat the previous psukim, rather he should read the next six, which belong to the next day. The Ramah says that is the common custom. On the eighth and final day of Chanukah, the Kohen and Levi read the Nasi, whose Korban was brought on the eighth day of the dedication of the Mishkan, and the Yisrael reads all the rest of the Korbanos, including the summary at the end of the Parsha, and the first segment of Parshas Bahaloscha, which appropriately deals with the lighting of the menorah. On each day, a Chatzi Kaddish is recited following the Torah reading. If the reading of the Korban did not correspond with the day of Chanukah, for example, one accidentally read the Korban of the third day on the second day of Chanukah, nevertheless, they have fulfilled their obligation. The exact day is not an absolute requirement. On Shabbos of Chanukah, two Sifrei Torah are used, one for the weekly Parsha reading and one for the Chanukah reading. Seven people are called for the first Sefer, and the Maftir reads the Korban of that day's Nasi. If Shabbos is the first day, the Maftir begins with the beginning of the dedication of the Mishkan and continues to read the Nasi of the first day. On Rosh Chodesh as well, two Sifrei Torah are needed. Three people are called for the regular Rosh Chodesh reading, and one person is called to read that day's Nasi for Chanukah. The reason Rosh Chodesh is read first is because it is a more regular or frequent mitzvah than Chanukah, and therefore takes precedence. If Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos Chanukah, then three Sifrei Torah are needed. Six people read from the weekly Parsha. The second Sefer is placed next to the first. The first one is lifted and re-rolled, and the second one is uncovered and used to read for Rosh Chodesh, starting from the Pasuk Uviyom HaShabbos. The third Sefer is placed next to the second, and Chatzi Kaddish is said. The Maftir reads that day's Nasi for Chanukah. On Shabbos, the weekly Parsha may be broken into additional Aliyos as usual. The Haftarah for Shabbos Chanukah is Roni V'Simchi, and in event of a second Shabbos on Chanukah, the Haftarah for the second week is taken from Sefer Melachim pertaining to the candles of Shlomo. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh as well, the Haftarah is Roni V'Simchi. Even though Rosh Chodesh usually has its own Haftarah, however, since Roni V'Simchi contains reference to the menorah, it has a facet of publicizing the Nes, Pirsume Nisa, and therefore has precedence. In addition, since the last Torah reading was Chanukah-related, the Haftarah that follows should also be Chanukah-related. If a Chassin is called to the Torah on the week before his wedding, Rani V'Simchi is still read, even though normally, for a chassan, the Haftorah of Sos Asis, that refers to a chassan, is read. The reason being, again being, that Pirsume Nisa takes precedence. If the Bal Koreh made a mistake and read for four people from the Rosh Chodesh reading, and thereby did not leave an aliyah for Hanukkah, it depends. If a second Sefer Torah was not taken out for the Hanukkah reading is omitted, since the Rosh Chodesh reading is the more important of the two readings. Even if they only started to read the fourth aliyah for Rosh Chodesh, and then remembered that one aliyah is supposed to be for Hanukkah, the aliyah is finished up with Rosh Chodesh reading, and the Hanukkah reading is omitted. However, if a second Sefer Torah was taken out for the Hanukkah reading, in order not to disgrace the Sefer Torah, an extra aliyah is read for Hanukkah. The Chatzi Kaddish is said after the extra aliyah. If the Bal Koreh made a mistake and began reading the Hanukkah reading before the Rosh Chodesh reading, the Rama paskins that he should stop and read for Rosh Chodesh first. The Taz and others argue that he should finish the first aliyah for Hanukkah and read the rest for Rosh Chodesh. The Eliyarabba differentiates as to whether he already read three psukim for Hanukkah, in which case he should finish, or if he read less than three psukim, in which case he should stop. The majority of the opinions is like the Taz. If the bracha was not yet recited, just the wrong Sefer Torah was uncovered, i.e., the one that was rolled to the Hanukkah reading was uncovered first, it should be recovered, and the other Sefer used first. This is not considered a disgrace to the first Sefer Torah, since they will read from it very soon. If the Hanukkah reading was read second on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh instead of third, the Haftorah of Rani V'Simchi is still read. However, if by mistake the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh was read instead, they have fulfilled their obligation and do not need to read Rani V'Simchi. One who has Yahrzeit on Hanukkah should count by the days of the month, not the days of Hanukkah, since sometimes Rosh Chodesh Teves is 2 days, and sometimes it is only one. It has been a pleasure learning with you Hilchos Hanukkah. Afreilichen Hanukkah, Kol Tuv.